This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Spotify, listen to what music you want, all you can eat. This morning, Spotify reported mixed results. While the loss was worse than analysts were expecting, revenue and subscriptions were better, and the stock is, let's see, a little changed at the moment. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
I've been having dreams, jumping on a trampoline.
This is 26-year-old Justin Shinonikwit's current favorite song on Spotify. He'd used the free service to listen since college until he sprang for an upgrade this winter.
Yeah, it was 99 cents for 3 months, and I just haven't canceled since because it's really convenient to use now.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
This song will be on the playlist when 47-year-old Matt Schultz and his wife celebrate her parents' 50th anniversary.
She wanted to create a playlist of their old favorite songs for the occasion, and she didn't want to have to hear ads in the middle of it all.
So they paid $10 a month for an ad-free playlist. This is Spotify's business model, moving free listeners to paid. The company's Alex Nordstrom said last year that 90% of Spotify's revenue comes from its premium services.
This freemium model is a key differentiator. Not one of our major competitors have a free product like this.
But now Amazon and Google are offering their own free ad-based music services. Mark Mulligan of Media Research.
If these were any other companies, Spotify wouldn't have much to worry about.
He says both have the clout to potentially siphon users or eventually major record labels from Spotify.
They've got the same songs, they've got the same pricing, so there's very little differentiation in the market.
For now, Google and Amazon's free music is only available on the company's home voice assistants, Google Home and the Amazon Echo. Spotify, for its part, has been looking to grow beyond just music.
From Gimlet, this is Reply All. I'm Alex Goldman.
And I'm PJ Vogt.
The company's recent $230 million acquisition of the podcasting company Gimlet shows one path for Spotify to expand as its major competitors encroach on its musical territory. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.